fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Egypt and Liverpool football star Mohamed Salah, who won his second consecutive CAF Player of the Year award in Dakar, Senegal. Samson Omale filed this report on the African football festivities in Dakar.
Le meilleur joueur de l'année 2018, Mohamed Salah.
Mohamed Salah, African player of the year.
Merci beaucoup. Mohamed Salah.
That was how Egypt striker Mohamed Salah was announced as the African Footballer of the Year for the second successive year at the Confederation of Africa Football's awards ceremony in Dakar on Tuesday night. Mohamed Salah beat fellow nominees Liverpool teammate Sadio Mane and Arsenal forward Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, same as in 2017 awards where he edged past the same two players in the vote decided by the technical directors and head coaches of the 56 CAF member associations. Mohamed Salah netted 44 goals in all competitions for Liverpool last season, his first with the Anfield club, and has bagged 13 Premier League goals so far this season. In his acceptance speech, the 26-year-old Egyptian said he had dreamt of the award since he was a child.
This award for me is always, I always say this award for me is very big. I love it because I saw it when I was young. I had a dream to win it one day, so now I won it twice. And I'm very proud to win it twice. I would love to dedicate this award for my country, Egypt.
In the women's category, South Africa Christiana Timbe-Katlana was voted Women's Player of the Year, while the Female Coach of the Year went to Bayana South African coach Destry Ellis, while Nigerian national team, the Super Falcons, were crowned the Women's Football Team of the Year. Christiana Timbe-Katlana's second award of the night was for the Goal of the Year, which she dedicated to South African girls.
I'm truly honored and privileged to have to receive this award on this beautiful wall full of legends. And I would like to dedicate this award to every female player in South Africa and all the girls who want to become champions. This is for you.
Other awards of the night include the Men's Coach of the Year, which was won by Javier Renard of Morocco. Men's National Team of the Year went to Mauritania, while Ashraf Hakimi of Morocco, who plays for Borussia Dortmund in Germany, was named Youth Player of the Year. Highlight of Tuesday's awards were the recognition given to 12 African football legends, amongst whom are the likes of George Weah, Kanu Nwankwo, Patrice Mboma, Frederick Kanute, Rashidi Yekini, Victor Peba, among others. Liberian President and former World and African Footballer of the Year, George Weah, spoke of how much he missed playing football shortly before he was recognized as one of the legends of the game.
You will never not miss sports. It's the best thing that ever happened in my life. So I miss it. And I admire the young guys and our stars today. But I miss it a lot.
There were lots of music at the ceremony, with one of Senegal's biggest music export, Youssou N'Dour, thrilling guests with some of his biggest hits. FIFA President Gianni Infantino was amongst guests who presented some awards to the recipients at the ceremony. Earlier in the day, CAF Executive Committee announced that Egypt will host the 2019 African Cup of Nations. Egypt beat South Africa, the only nation to bid by 16 votes to one with one abstention. Samson Omale for the Sunny Side of Sports, Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. I enjoyed your spicy report. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. For more on Mo Salah winning his second CAF Player of the Year trophy, Let's turn to my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Mo Salah spoke on Tuesday following the Confederation of African Football Awards ceremony, and he said winning the title came with hard work and a lot of pressure.
I always do my best to perform better. I always see myself in a better position. I know it's always difficult when you win an award like African Player of the Year. Like last year, it was like too much pressure after I won it. Everyone say he's not going to win it again, so I put in my mind that I have to be here again this year. So I'm happy to win second time. And yeah, I'm very proud about that. I'm not complaining about the position, but something just pushed me more to work hard as much as I can to be again here next year.
Well, Salah is well on his way. Liverpool is currently at the top of the standings, thanks to Salah's 13 Premier League goals. Last year, Salah helped his team reach the Champions League final. Liverpool lost to Real Madrid, and during the match, Salah suffered a shoulder injury that could have derailed his appearance at the Russia World Cup. However, Salah went on to score 2 goals in Russia before Egypt bowed out of the tournament in the first round. Salah's Player of the Year title marks only the 3rd time an Egyptian player has claimed the crown. And he says the win feels just as good the second time around.
Honestly, I'm very happy to win it for the second time. And, you know, I said before, even I said in a speech there, like, when I was young, I always had a dream to win this award. Now I won it twice, so I'm happy about that. But really, I would love to win the African Nation in Egypt, especially when you play in home and with your people, and everyone is very excited. So we will do our best to win it in Egypt.
Salah is referring to the recent announcement that Egypt will host what is being called the hottest tournament of the year, AFCON 2019. Egypt replaces Cameroon, who were stripped of their hosting rights in late November when it was decided preparations were simply taking too long. And with only 5 months to go before kickoff, Egyptian Football Association board member Dr. Karim Kordi Abdel Fattah says Egypt will be ready.
I promise that Egypt will do the best to make a very good event next June and July. We have a short period, but Egypt is ready for such event. We did 5 times before, and also we did 2 World Cup for teenagers. And I promise that all the African nations will be very comfortable and will be very happy in our country, and it's good to thank you all the African nations which vote for Egypt.
And with a fan base and 7 venues in 6 cities around the country, Egypt is all set to stage the expanded 24-team event. So book your flights, sports fans. The final round of qualifiers will be held in March, and Egypt has already sealed their place at the finals. And that's all from me. Sonny, back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Cameroon's top female football star has opened an academy to attract girls to the sport. The academy is the first of its kind in Cameroon, where football is still largely considered a boys' sport. Moki Edwin Kinzika reports on the Rails Football Academy in Yaoundé.
Le physique, c'est la confiance en soi. Hein?
Cameroon women's footballer Raissa Fedjou urges a group of 80 girls aged 5 to 16 to have the confidence to become professional players. Nicknamed the Indomitable Lioness, Fedjou is helping to drill the young footballers at Yaoundé's Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. They are hoping to be selected to join the Rails Football Academy, the first in Cameroon for girls, which opened on January 4. Fedjou says they must be ready even to play against male football stars like Cameroon striker Samuel Eto'o or the French national team's Kylian Mbappé. Among the girls who traveled from all over Cameroon for tryouts is 16-year-old Christine Wautier from the western town of Chang.
I'm there because we have heard about the academy created by the international football player called Engaramut Gael. We are there because we try our best to be like her. You have the opportunity to be an international. Maybe if we are selected, we can stay there and work hard to be like her.
Gael Engaramut, a 27-year-old football star, never had any formal training. But she says having a football academy for girls will develop Cameroon's female players into world stars.
The foundation have an objective to promote women football, so we can see the impact in 2016 here with the African Cup. I was so impressed. I say I have opportunity to open this foundation. I can do it.
As a young girl, Engaramut had an early passion for football. Her family rejected her love of the game because football was considered a boy's sport. But Engaramut's determination took her to play not only at the national level, but also with a Norwegian club. Gislaine Beben, one of the coaches selecting players for the academy, says most of the girls show talent.
I was surprised today and I'm very happy because I train with my young sister and all that girls have good talent. So I think when the guy put that that academy, I think that that girl will receive a good formation and they're going to have good talent.
Rail's football academy manager Frank Happy says they will choose 18 players for each age category. He says they have prepared a training program that does not clash the girls' academic progress. Formal education, he says, will be vital not only in the girls' lives, but also to their careers as professional players. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Thanks, Moki. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Just ahead, I'll chat with Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili Service Chief, about NBA hoops. But first, these VOA programming announcements.
Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcast. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed, voanews.com.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America.
And Shaka Sali will be waiting for you at 1830 UTC GMT Wednesday night with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Joining us once again on the show is Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili Service Chief. Sporty greetings, Mwamoyo.
Sporty greetings, Sonny.
Great to have you back to talk NBA hoops. We're approaching the midway point of the season. And just a reminder for our VOA listeners, teams in the NBA play an 82-game regular season schedule, and then the top eight teams in each conference advance to the playoffs. So, Mwamoyo, let's begin. Why don't you take a look at the standings for our VOA listeners?
The standings, I would say, surprise, surprise. Now we are getting to middle of the season, just about a month before the All-Star break. And Denver Nuggets, they're still leading the Western Conference.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I wouldn't have picked them to be at the top.
Who would have thunk? One game ahead of Golden State Warriors with a record of 26-12. And part of it is Nikola Jokic, the center who I think you have some figures of how he performed last night.
Yes, we. I think we mentioned him last week that he's part of this new breed of big man in the NBA.
Man,
very versatile.
And how they have changed the game, you know, playing from outside, from playing from inside. They are exact passing in the game. They make the game look so beautiful. But more importantly, when we talk about these standings, I think is let's look at how competitive the Western Conference is. Now, the Western Conference is always extremely competitive. It's where the teams, they have a tight record throughout the season. But this season, it's even more amazing. Consider this. Between number one team, Denver Nuggets, and the number seven, Portland Trail Blazers, teams are separated by an average of only 3.5 games. Only 3.5 games.
Wow.
1-7. Now, look at the Eastern Conference. Between 1 and 7, they're separated by 10 games.
Okay.
So that will tell you that, you know, the Western Conference is very competitive. Now, that is not to say that the teams in Eastern Conference are not playing well, but, you know, when you are within division, within conference, there is always, a better chance of winning a game than if you go west, let's say, for an Eastern Conference.
You mentioned Jokic earlier, Momoyo, the Serbian center for the Nuggets. Just a quick little stat. He had a triple-double last night for the Nuggets, and that was his 20th career triple-double at the age, I think he's 23 years old. That puts him into some pretty select company. He's the third youngest player to reach 20 career triple-doubles. Oscar Robertson and Magic Johnson are ahead of him.
Oscar Robinson, Magic Johnson. I mean, those are big names, you know, the kings in the NBA history. And for such a young player to be mentioned in the same, his achievements really, you know, show that what kind of a player he's going to be in the next, you know, let's say decade. Because he's 23 years old. He's likely to play the next 10 years. And he has a lot to learn. He's still growing in the game. And he's helping Denver Nuggets to become one of the best teams in the West.
If we take a look at the Western Conference standings now, Momoyo, the team currently in 8th position. So if they were to hold that position, they would make the playoffs. LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron currently hurt with a groin injury, and the Lakers have really not been playing well with LeBron sidelined. But let's suppose LeBron will get healthy. Do you see the Lakers making the playoffs?
I see them making the playoffs because they've been playing very well before he got hurt. They started badly, and then they picked up. And they started playing well, winning a lot of games. They won the game that LeBron was hurt against Golden State Warriors. But since then, they have a record of winning 4 games out of the last 10, something like that. So they're not doing very well without him. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, when you have LeBron James in your team, yeah, you tend to play better. He can carry a team by himself. So if he comes back, say, within the next few weeks, he has the whole next half of the season to play. I see Los Angeles Lakers being in the playoffs. And when they get to the playoffs, even though the Western Conference is very competitive, LeBron James has so much experience in the playoffs, they are likely to do very well in the 7 games series.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm talking NBA hoops with Momoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili service chief. Momoyo, one name we seem to bring up every week now, James Harden. James Harden, the league's current league most valuable player, just been on a sensational run. Big game tonight, though. Tell our VOA listeners
about
that.
Big game tonight, but let me give you this line, and this line is on mine. This line was given by Steve Kerr, the coach of Golden State Warriors, talking about James Harden. He called him the master of isolation and the step back three.
I love it. The step back three.
Step back three, because he does that. And just the other night, he almost broke the ankle of with the isolation. So, I mean, the guy is playing amazingly this season. And tonight, big game tonight, they're hosting Bucks. So Antetokounmpo is going to Houston. So these two players, both of these players, they are, you know, good candidates for MVP. So it's going to be a big matchup between the two of them, who will show up. And James Harden, of course, he's playing at home. But Antetokounmpo, you know, he always carries his team. So this is going to be a very interesting game.
Giannis and James Harden, arguably the most dynamic players in the NBA.
At the moment, yes, there's no doubt about that. You know, James Harden has, you know, 5 or 3 more pointers in NBA in 10 consecutive games. Antetokounmpo, with, you know, the way he sees the game, the way he sees the field, you know, running with all those thunderous dunks, he is very, very exciting player.
The longtime coach of the San Antonio Spurs, Greg Popovich, has sort of put his name in the record books once again. Tell our VOA listeners about that memorial.
Now, you know, San Antonio Spurs, they are a perennial good team. They're always up there. But this season, they started very slow because they lost Kawhi Leonard. And very few of us gave them, you know, a good chance. But of late, they've been racking up wins. They're on a 5-game winning streak. Have won 8 out of the last 10. And the other day, in the win against Detroit, they gave their coach, Greg Popovich, another rare accomplishment, tying the legendary Jerry Sloan. Jerry Sloan, if you remember, of the Utah Jazz, for 3rd most wins for NBA coach. This being his win number 1,221. So, I mean, we all knew that Popovich is a great coach, but with this such accomplishment, you know, it puts him up there, you know, in the rare field of NBA coaches.
Memorial, the Toronto Raptors have also been playing some excellent basketball this season. They edged the Atlanta Hawks on Tuesday night by 3 points. Let's listen to this report by the AP's John Letherby.
The Raptors needed every one of their baskets in edging the Atlanta Hawks 104-101 in Toronto. With less than 30 seconds to go, Kawhi Leonard stole the ball from DeAndre Bembry, leading to a Serge Ibaka jam for a 102-101 lead. Leonard was the game's top scorer with 31 points.
Like I've been saying, it's the NBA. You can't skip over any talent, any team. You have to come out with the same mindset every game.
This game was anything but a defensive gem, the two teams combining for 45 turnovers. Hawks forward John Collins had a big night with 21 points and 14 rebounds.
Tough game. I think they have the number one record in the league at home. We knew it was going to be an uphill battle coming in, so I like the way we came out and we played tonight.
The Raptors have now won 6 straight over Atlanta. John Letherby, Toronto.
Thanks, John. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. I'm talking with Momoyo Hoops Hamza. Let's talk Raptors. That was their 31st victory of the season, Momoyo. Tops in the NBA.
Which makes them with the best record in the NBA right now, 31-12. They have won the 7 out of their last 10 games. They're on a 3-game winning streak. And, of course, Kawhi Leonard is helping them a lot. The last week, Kawhi Leonard visited San Antonio Spurs, and it wasn't a good sight. They booed him, even though they applauded Danny Green, who had left with Kawhi Leonard, and they lost that game. But otherwise, they've been playing very well. And now they are leading the Eastern Conference, best record in the whole NBA, and this team is poised to come out of the Western Conference this season, out of the Eastern Conference. However, there's something about the Eastern Conference that is still puzzling, because, you know, the way it's turning out is not the way we all thought it would. Because you have a team like Boston, which should have been maybe number 1, number 2, or number 3, but now it's like number 5 or 6. And, of course, they have also have had to deal with injuries and all that. But there's Philadelphia who is in there, and Milwaukee Bucks, of course.
Momoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili Service Chief. Thank you, Momoyo. And that wraps up the January 9th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Wagner Roberts. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, And that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
Anger over rising prices, shortages of bread and fuel, and a cash crisis has incited demonstrations across Sudan and against President Omar al-Bashir. Is Sudan in the precipice of change? An in-depth discussion on the politics of Sudan on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks. Get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. Cheers, cheers. Clink, clink.
Yeah, now there's the youth culture that is being practiced by the youth globally.
I feel like the problem is that once the funds are sent to these developing countries, it sometimes gets in the wrong hands, and then it's the actual people that are supposed to be benefiting from these funds really never even get to see.
What does this mean for your local culture? Is it being threatened? Should your parents be worried? Let's talk. This is Upfront of the Voice of America. You can follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Upfront Africa. And remember, you can always send us an email here on the show. It's upfront@voanews.com.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
This is Science in a Minute.
NASA reports its new planet-hunting spacecraft, the Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, or TESS, found its first three confirmed extrasolar planets within the first 3 months of operation. The first planet spotted by TESS is called Pi Mensi C, which is about twice Earth's size. The second is LHS 3884b, which NASA describes as a rocky planet that's about 1.3 times the size of Earth. And the third exoplanet imaged by TESS is called HD 21749b, which is about 3 times the size of Earth. Along with these three confirmed extrasolar planets, the space agency says TESS's sensitive cameras also imaged 6 exploding stars or supernovas. NASA also reports that citizen scientists analyzing data collected by TESS's predecessor, the Kepler spacecraft, also spotted a new exoplanet that's about twice the size of Earth. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05 and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest African news, features and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. Or you can call us on 001-202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. That's Daybreak Africa at 03, 04, 05 and 0600 hours UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is Peter Clotty, host of Nightline Africa. Please join us every Saturday and Sunday at 16 and 18 hours UTC. Nightline Africa is VOA's Africa's weekend show that provides news, features, and entertainment news about Africa and the world. Tune in. You will be glad you did. I guarantee it.
VOA.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscast covering Africa News. Tune in on the top of each hour 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.